This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to the Supreme Court late Monday by a deeply divided Senate, with Republicans overpowering Democrats to install President Donald Trump's nominee days before the election and secure a likely conservative court majority for years to come. Trump's choice to fill the vacancy of the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg potentially opens a new era of rulings on abortion, the Affordable Care Act, and even his own election. Democrats were unable to stop the outcome, Trump's third justice on the court, as Republicans raced to reshape the judiciary. Barrett is 48, and her longtime appointment as the 115th justice will solidify the court's rightward tilt. "This is a momentous day for America," Trump said at a primetime swearing-in event on the South Lawn at the White House. Justice Clarence Thomas administered the constitutional oath to Barrett before a crowd of about 200. Barrett will be able to participate in the court after taking the judicial oath administered by Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the court Tuesday. Barrett told those gathered that she learned through the rigorous confirmation that it is the job of a judge to resist her policy preferences. She vowed, "I will do my job without any fear or favor." According to the Christian Post, Hillsong Church is launching a new location in Atlanta, Georgia, led by a husband and wife duo, Sam and Tony Collier, the first ever African-American lead pastors of a Hillsong church. Sam Collier, author, advisor to the MLK Jr. family, and founder of A Greater Story Ministries, said, "We want to start a movement that not only changes Atlanta, but changes the world. Just like God did with Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta nearly 60 years ago, there was a model that was built that went on to impact the entire world. We want to be a model of unity and understanding and bring about revival." The mission of Hillsong Atlanta, Collier told CP, is to reach and influence the world by building a large Christ-centered Bible-based church, changing mindsets and empowering people to lead and impact in every sphere of life. He said Hillsong Atlanta is the marrying of many different worlds, racially and even politically, to represent the fullness of God. What better place to launch a church with this vision than in the birthplace of civil rights? Prior to pastoring Hillsong Atlanta, Collier, who authored the 2020 book, A Greater Story, served at Atlanta-based North Point Community Church, led by Andy Stanley. 7 years after serving at North Point, Collier felt God calling him to the next stage in ministry. "When I discussed church planting with Andy, he told me, 'Sam, I think you want to build a different type of church, and that's okay. God does his thing in a lot of different environments,'" Collier recalled. "He blessed us and freed us and challenged us to go to seminary. After praying about what we should do next, that's when I called a friend about Hillsong and said, 'I think this might be our new home.'" According to NBC News, an 18-year-old freshman at the University of Dayton in Ohio died Thursday, apparently due to complications from coronavirus, school officials said. Michael Lang, a first-year student in the College of Arts and Sciences, died in LaGrange, Illinois, after a long hospitalization, the university said. It was not clear how long Lang had been hospitalized or whether he contracted the virus on or off campus. The university said in a message to the school on Friday, "We extend our deepest sympathy and prayers to his family, friends, professors, and our campus community. The loss of Michael calls our campus community to honor his memory and support those who are affected by his passing." Lang was living on campus before returning to his hometown and switching to remote learning on September 13th, the university said. Campus community members were invited to light a candle of remembrance and pray at the school's chapel on Friday afternoon. Paul Lang, the father of Michael, told the Today Show his family was devastated by the loss of his son. Our kid is in a better place and he'll be looking down on us, he said. But he's 18. He was way too young. According to the Christian Post, Kanye West made an appearance on The Joe Rogan Experience on Saturday and revealed that he's launching a gospel university. West talked for nearly 3 hours about his relationships with God, the music industry, his presidential run, abortion, racism, and wanting to lead a free world. In the episode, he also disclosed that he would be reimagining gospel singing and launching a university. West told Rogan, "The songs that we're doing at Sunday service is basically my book of hymns for the future gospel university that I'm creating. I've envisioned and will manifest a 200,000-seat auditorium circular with 100,000 gospel singers." West, who has always been a visionary, likened his university to the type of training one would receive when training for the Olympics or professional sports. He said, "People will go to this university and they will train the way a Russian Olympic swimmer does. Picture like they will be in the pool 6 days a week, at least, if not 7 days." The Chicago native explained that people who sing for the church do so voluntarily as a tithe or pro bono. West continued, "People don't practice that as much as we practice going to studio to rap or practice playing basketball for the NBA. It's making the NBA, so to say, the Coliseum for God. Have you heard like soccer chants with 60,000 people? I envision that for God, 100,000 people sometimes singing in harmony." According to ABC News, one college sophomore went beyond just walking a mile in someone else's shoe. Gordon Wayne walked more than 500 miles on foot to raise money for the National Alliance to End Homelessness, a cause that Wayne has been affected by personally. Wayne told World News Tonight, "Every time I want to quit, I just think about the people I'm doing this for, and this is bigger than myself, and I have to keep going." A year ago, Wayne was homeless and applying to colleges out of his car while he worked 10-hour shifts at an amusement park. Over the summer, Wayne found out he had been accepted to his dream school, Boston College, on full scholarship. In an effort to recognize an estimated 500,000 Americans affected by homelessness, Wayne decided to walk from his hometown in Caroline County, Virginia, to his college in Massachusetts. Along with his journey, Wayne started a GoFundMe page that has since raised more than $100,000 for the National Alliance to End Homelessness. In August, Wayne began his trek and walked close to 30 to 40 miles a day. Even through the exhaustion, he did not give up and found support from Good Samaritans along the way. After a 16-day journey, Wayne marched through the Boston College Stadium. Now on campus, Wayne said that he's finally home. He told World News Tonight that he hopes others will have that same chance. He said, "I hope that I can inspire people to keep walking. You know, keep taking that extra step, even when it hurts, even when it's hard and you don't want to. There's no other choice. You have to keep going if you want to achieve what you want in life." According to the Christian Post, Hollywood actress Letitia Wright has launched a new production company called 316, and she said the idea was inspired by God. 316 Productions is named after the popular Bible verse, John 3:16. The 26-year-old actress told Porter Magazine. The verse says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It was a name that was pressed on my heart. When I was in a dark place, God reached out to me, and I kind of see my production company in that sense. There's an issue and it needs a little bit of saving. Wright said of the independent art house, the young star has remained dedicated to developing her craft within the acting industry, as stated on the company's website. As noted, the focus of the company is to produce meaningful content within the entertainment industry. According to TV Line, Netflix is quickly becoming Jaden Michaels' home field. The actor who recently battled the undead in the Lorne Michaels comedy Vampires vs. the Bronx has been tapped to play Colin Kaepernick in the streamer's upcoming limited series about the athlete and activist upbringing. Colin in Black and White is a 6-episode drama that will provide an introspective look at Kaepernick's adolescent years as a black teen growing up with a white adopted family. It will follow his journey to become a great quarterback while defining his identity and lending meaningful insight into the acts and experiences that led him to become the activist he is today. Kaepernick will narrate the series as his present day self. Michael Starbury is writing and serving as a showrunner, executive producer, alongside Kaepernick and Ava DuVernay. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Then pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.